Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Network. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Up to US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When selecting a financial institution, how do you know you're making the right choice? As Bay Area bank customers find themselves at a crossroads, maybe it's good to consider if you want your bank to be community-oriented or corporate-minded. Fremont Bank has grown by providing stable, consistent service to the region, its families, and its businesses for 60 years, all without a single merger. And we intend for more of the same for the next 60. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Love your future at the Peralta Colleges. We have four convenient East Bay locations: Berkeley City College, College of Alameda, Laney College, and Merritt College. Study anytime, anywhere with our online classes. Get a certificate with our free non-credit courses. Don't wait. A new life is just a click away. Sign up today at peralta.edu. And love your future at the Peralta Colleges.
Black Friday is coming, and that's the smart time to shop for a top-rated TV from Samsung, LG, or Sony. But why wait? You can get those Black Friday TV deals right now at Video Only. And then enjoy Thanksgiving with your new TV. Still want to wait? Then how about better than Black Friday deals? The top-rated TVs at stupid low prices. Check out Video Only now before the rush. Or you'll be sorry.
What do you do if you have a car no one wants to buy? Maybe it's been wrecked or it has mechanical problems. You need to check out QuickAuction.com. QuickAuction is the perfect place to sell a vehicle that is damaged or doesn't run. Go to QuickAuction.com and tell us a little bit about the car or truck you want to get rid of, and you'll get an offer in 30 minutes or less. You may think that old vehicle is worthless, but QuickAuction can get you an offer. That's QuickAuction.com.
Have you ever had an unwelcome pest in your home? Not fun. ATCO Pest Control has been proud to provide professional pest control in the San Francisco Bay Area for over 35 years, offering guaranteed protection against the pests they treat. ATCO uses natural methods and effective solutions to give you peace of mind and keep your family out of harm's way. Quality pest control doesn't have to empty your savings. Don't wait. For all your pest control needs, go to atcopestcontrol.com today.
Dub Nation, it's time. Time to lock in. Time for that undeniable energy.
Bang! Steph Curry does it again!
Time to bring your A-game.
What defense by Golden State!
Time to learn from our past.
Redemption for Golden State!
Time to build for our future.
Trace Jackson Davis! Oh!
Time to show up for the team that's shown out.
Let's go all out tonight, Dub Nation.
The Warriors win it!
The time is now. Get your tickets now at Warriors.com.
Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS today or donate online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K.
people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Shop early. Save big. All month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Richmond District, 48 degrees and clear.
Weather brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples store has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. Save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Bronte Hill.
Under 20. Smith back to throw. Smith takes off. Geno Smith. End zone ahead. Touchdown Seattle. With 12 seconds. Geno Smith again puts the Seahawks on his back. And Seattle's got the lead.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Geno Smith goes night-night on the San Francisco 49ers, and the region of Steph Curry plays in for a 13-yard touchdown. He had two big scrambles and that final possession, and Seattle goes 11 plays, 80 yards in just 2 minutes and 26 seconds. And the 49ers not only lose their third home game, but they lose their third division game, a division game in which they led the last 4 minutes of a football game. They cannot close. They cannot finish. And this is why they are where they are right now. And look, man, that was a reality check as we say good morning to everybody out there getting up their graveyard shift. I'm sure we're going to take a lot of calls today because that's what people do. When you lose, you call and you complain and you want to fire everybody. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of that today. But the Niners are 5-5. They're a game out of first place. But by the tiebreakers, they're in last place in the NFC West, and they head to Green Bay and Buffalo for the next 2 weeks, and that could be see you in 2025. Good morning, everybody. Getting off the graveyard shift. If you're at work, what is happening? There's no good business for the overnight dancers last night. I can guarantee you
really?
That. Teachers, cops, firefighters, all that stuff.
Shame.
Spadoni in for Shasky. We got Carter in the building. We got Lubbin. What up? What up, Spado? What up, man?
Hey, man.
What
How you feeling, Bonte?
Man.
You were at the game yesterday. I saw you. You had your two girls with you. That was awesome, man. You got Anna. You had baby Jez. It looked like it was raining a little bit at times there, but not too bad. Maybe a sprinkle here and there.
No rain.
Okay,
no rain
good.
At all.
Well,
no.
Maybe the camera just got a little sprinkle.
Okay, got a little misty out there.
Yeah. So I was watching the coverage on my couch, and that was just a ugly, divisional, just kind of slog it out game where... You know, the Seahawks are feeling great about their chances because that was a season-saving win for them.
Yes.
And for the 49ers, it might be a season-defining loss for them at this point. That was just a game that you had 3 minutes and 40 seconds left and you're damn near at midfield with first down. First and 10. Basically at midfield with 3.5 minutes to go. Up four, and you lose that game. It's just, it's inexcusable. It's what we've come to expect from this team this year. And I heard Trent Williams after the game, and he said it was an uncharacteristic loss. It's like, no. This is who they are this season. 10 games into it, I don't want to hear that. You are what your record says you are at this point, especially at 5-5. You're just a mediocre team. Yeah, you can win any given week, but you can lose to anyone on any given Sunday. And then we've seen that ad nauseum this year in the NFL. Hell, two different... teams where their stratosphere is, but the Chiefs losing yesterday to the Buffalo Bills. Anthony Richardson looking good with the Colts yesterday. Like, things could happen on any given Sunday. And the fact that Geno Smith had never beaten you guys, he had the worst quarterback record ever against the San Francisco 49ers. It was like, one of the worst records ever a quarterback has had against San Francisco. 0-5 heading into it. That was personal for him, and he did a night-night on you. He did a Stephen Curry night-night. And that feels like the lowest moment of the season after that. It feels like it.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some low moments, right? Chiefs game.
Yeah.
This game.
But at least that's the Chiefs, right? It's Patrick Mahomes.
Cardinals game.
Yeah.
Rams game.
But that was this team, though.
You know, that was deflating because you come off a win against Tampa Bay. I'm going to break this game down. I don't think Brock was great. I don't think Shanahan was great. I don't think the defense was great. You got injury concerns with Nick Bosa. He's probably going to be out for a while. Fred Warner's out there. He hasn't had any big plays recently. Maybe he's just doing too much. Tarvarius Ward, unfortunately, is gone due to the personal tragedy.
Yeah.
He certainly missed him yesterday.
God, they missed George Kittle.
George Kittle's the guy. I text Shasky that earlier in the game. I said, they just missed his juice. They don't have any guys who can create any explosive plays. Like, Juwan Jennings tried to will that offense. He tried to will his team to a win. And I think he's going to win the Lynn Eshmont Award winner, the most inspirational player on the 49ers as long. It's like the Willie Mack Award when it comes to the Giants. Juwan Jennings played his ass off, but there's no doubt they missed George Kittle. They missed George Kittle. We're going to get Jerry Rice on today at 8:30.
The GOAT?
I'm afraid that he's going to keep it too real about this football team. You know, maybe they need to hear that, but maybe it's just too late. Maybe it's just going to be one of those years. And here's, this is solely on the offense, Padone. They finished with just 277 yards on offense. That's their lowest output in the game since week 6 of 2023. And their longest play to date went for just 22 yards. Tied for the second shortest for a game since Shanahan took over in 2017. I mean, wow. And then you think about the penalties. So, you know, there's gonna. I was on Twitter a little last night. Was kind of replying to the trolls, Spadoni, and
I love doing that.
There's a lot of fire Shanahan, fire Shanahan, fire Shanahan. I will want to know why you want to fire Shanahan, but two, players got to make plays and players got to execute. They racked up 9 penalties yesterday, Spadoni. 9 penalties, and they just continue to shoot themselves in the foot over and over and over again. So if you want to blame the coach for players not uncovering, missing tackles, fumbling, throwing picks, not containing Geno Smith, so be it. But this team is just not good enough. They just we may be getting to a point where we need to think about shutting McCaffrey, Greenlaw down, letting some of the youngsters play a lot more snaps, like a game like last night. I know I'm long-winded here, Spinoni.
No, you're good.
Isaac Garrido is a guy I wanted to see get on, get him on the field and get him in space. He did have the 76-yard run against Seattle up in Seattle on the Thursday night game. You need some juice. You need some explosiveness. You need some speed on the field. Not playing Garrido yesterday is just criminal.
And on the flip side, you know, we're talking about George Kittle missing him in the running game and the passing game. But after they lost Nick Bosa, I mean, Geno Smith just took off.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that loss of Nick Bosa, and Pam Oliver was on the broadcast. I don't know if you heard this, but she was saying, Bosa was telling her, it's not really a hip. It's more of an oblique injury.
Yeah.
And that's even more concerning, obviously.
And he already had an oblique.
And he already had that. That's the thing. And he re-aggravated it. Was it the same side? I'm not sure. But he talked about it after the game where that did not give me confidence when he said, yeah, it could be. This could be a long-time thing. I don't know. And we know Bosa's in their injury history, both him and his brother. They're going to try to protect themselves, as any player should. But after he left the field, yeah, Leonard Floyd made a play. They sacked, right? Him and Yetur Gross-Matos. It was too late. And then Geno Smith finally figured out, hey, when you're playing the 49ers, if you can scramble a little bit, you should probably do that because they can't guard running quarterbacks. And he did that twice in that final drive and obviously got the touchdown there. So no Bosa towards the end there, no George Kittle. Ricky Pearsall did diddly-poo offensively after coming off a pretty good game with his first touchdown against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then Christian McCaffrey. I know a lot of people were thinking, man, you get him back, you know, if he looks like the McCaffrey of old, hey, maybe this team could, you know, get back into sync. They could go on a run. His stats say one thing, but when I watch him on the field, it said another.
Slow.
19 carries, 79 yards, and he had 4 receptions for 27. So over 100 total purpose yards there for him, but
He's not the same McCaffrey.
Didn't have the burst.
I
saw more burst from a Jordan Mason one run from that toss play than I did from McCaffrey all day.
There's no burst from McCaffrey. It's
concerning.
It's this bilateral Achilles tendonitis. What do we expect? This guy doesn't look the same. He's not going to look the same. And he doesn't have the quick burst. When he sees a gap, when he sees a lane, he just can't hit it like he used to. He just can't. And I can't blame him now. Going back to the, because it's a great point about Chris McCaffrey, and I had a tweet last night where people said, Ponte, why would you take your game out of the playoffs? I'm not saying tank, but there's two guys here, Dre Greenlaw, who's up for a contract, and Chris McCaffrey, that I would just consider shutting down. Let Mason, let Garrido play, get Dee Winters, Graham, and Devondre Campbell, all those guys playing alongside Fred Warner, and see if you can make a run at this thing. But on the flip side, you can get Garrido, Pearsall, Cowing, great experience here down the stretch in high-leverage situations, and let them play so you can see what type of future they can have for your football team. But McCaffrey out there, man, just shut down the run in the middle. There's nowhere to run in the middle of the field. You try to get outside. He can't get outside right now. It just doesn't look pretty. But then you add in Nick Bosa, and you brought up Nick Bosa. He left early in the second half. When he was on the field, Seattle averaged 3.3 yards a play. When he left the field, and this is according to Nick Wagner of ESPN, want to give him his credit here, per Nick Wagner, ESPN, when he left the field, Seattle averaged 6.1 yards a play. 6.1 yards per play. So is number 97 impactful? Does he make a difference? You're damn right he does. And you can see it right away with him. He was compromised. His change of, so like the Madden ratings on change of direction, you know how you can get a 78, 85. His change of direction was negative 15. Oof. What? He can't move right now. Yeah. The hips is bothering him. The oblique is bothering him. He doesn't have a second move right now. So is he played well yesterday considering what he was going through, but he's not right. And he didn't look right yesterday. So this team is beat up. They look slow. They look lethargic yesterday. It felt lethargic in the stadium, a 105 kick. It just may not be that year. And you know what? When everything has happened this season, are we really surprised that they're at this point right now? Are we really surprised? I can't be.
They haven't beaten anyone, and when they've played decent teams or good teams, they've lost. This is who the Niners are. They are a 500 team. And no one's talking about tanking, because first and foremost, this team has too much talent still, even without some of those guys, to tank. Like, I don't know if you've been watching the rest of the NFL. A third of the league is awful.
It is.
Just god-awful. Look at the top 10 picks right now. If you go to tankathon.com, and miss me with the Kyle Shanahan crap, and I see you're getting on Twitter. I see it in my feed, too. Shanahan. I was like, stop. Look at the first 10 teams that are picking next year and tell me, like, Doug Peterson, who should be gone, by the way. I don't know how he's not fired after that performance yesterday. Absolutely obliterated by Detroit.
They scored a touchdown on their first seven possessions.
Seven. They lost Alex Anzalone, by the way. Broke his forearm. That's a big loss for them. He'll be back. But yeah, still a loss nonetheless.
Dude, they had 645 total yards.
It's bad. It's bad right now. You can look at the New York Giants. They benched Danny Dimes because they don't want to pay him $32 million if he gets injured. Finally bench him. So you got my boy, the Paisan, Tommy DeVito, to come on there.
Drew Lock. Is Drew Lock going to play?
No, they said Tommy DeVito.
They said Tommy DeVito?
Yeah.
I thought it was Drew Lock.
No, they said, no, nah, Drew, you can stay the backup. We're going to elevate Tommy DeVito from third string to starter.
Wow.
So the tank is on there.
Wow.
Raiders are tanking. They don't know what they're doing, although Brock Bowers looks good. They got absolutely destroyed against the Miami Dolphins yesterday. So there's a lot of bad teams there. Kyle Shanahan, yes, he's part of the problem. He's not the major problem right now, San Francisco. They just don't have the juice. But, you know, we talked about that ad nauseum in the summer, Bonte. Coming off a Super Bowl loss, this is kind of what you expect from teams, to take a little bit of a step back. Like, we thought the Niners would be different, but why? They have so much wear and tear on them when it comes to all of these deep playoff runs year in and year out.
But what about Kansas City?
They have Patrick Mahomes.
What about Buffalo? They've been playing deep. They've been playing deep
as the
playoffs.
Niners. As deep as the Niners.
They've been playing deep. Buffalo's been in the second round. They've been in AFC championships. You know,
well,
do you want me to say it? I don't really want to buy the wear and tear. Just this team has taken a step back.
I mean, you just
Colton McKivitz has taken a step back.
You mentioned two teams though with Josh Allen's MVP.
Well, that's the thing.
That's
another thing.
Brock Purdy didn't have a great game yesterday.
Well, can we just keep it a buck? He's not a $60 million a year quarterback. I'll just come out and say it. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm saying he's a top eight, top 10 quarterback, and that fluctuates. He's there though. I take Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. Damn, Justin Herbert under Jim Harbaugh looks like a completely different dude. Mm, unbelievable.
Looks great last night.
But Brock Purdy, $60 million a year quarterback? Nah, he ain't. He's not that. He's not that. You want to go 30 to 40? Fine. He's not a $60 million a year quarterback. He's not. Let's just nip that in the bud right now. Now, if the Niners do give him that much money and say, hey, here's $60 million a year, you might be in some trouble organizationally.
I'm just looking at the two contracts that happened this past offseason. What was it? You had Trevor Lawrence. You had Dak Prescott. How are those teams looking right now with those quarterback contracts?
Hell, I'll even go Evan McPherson with the Cincinnati Bengals.
You go kicker on me. Kickers, by the way, it's not looking good.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not at all. Let's get to Bay. I want to get to Bay Rob, man. Bay Rob set the tone today. I haven't heard from him for a while.
I haven't heard from Bay Rob.
Bay Rob, I hope you're good out there. Bay Rob, good morning, man. Set the tone today.
Top of the morning, guys. Happy Monday. Hey. Man, I haven't been calling y'all Bonte because I've been evaluating this team. I was like, let me not flip off the handle. Don't go crazy. I've been looking at the whole situation. This is my thing. We still back in square one. We don't got nobody to take it off the top. So ain't no defense scared of us. We talked about this for the last couple of years. Shanahan don't got a post on this team, bro. Meaning at the end of the game, when it's crucial moments, We fold every time. We fold in a couple of Super Bowls because he didn't have no post on the team. Didn't know what to do. We can't finish out nothing, bro. I'm blaming this on Shanahan. Get a post on this team. Look at our team just looks discombobulated. I know we got a bunch of injuries and all that, but our team looks discombobulated, man. Running young dudes. Put Bell in the game. He's trying to scare somebody. Like, we doing the same old thing, man. Look at all these other offenses that's just prevailing. Look at Detroit. Look at the numbers they put up. Look at Buffalo. Look at Kansas City. Look at all these other teams. Even Seattle. Do you know they played scary yesterday? When you played scary yesterday, we looked good, dude. Like, just like you said, we were at the 50-yard line, and we couldn't get a couple of first downs, even get a field game in case they came back and scored, dude. Like, this dude Shanahan is over there playing scared, dude.
Yeah, no, good call, Rob. You're breaking up a little bit here, but we'll get to Shanahan. 888-957-9570. Who you giving the blame to? Because we're always going to play the blame game. I'm sure we're going to hear a lot of blaming about this guy and that guy and this guy and that guy. But what went wrong yesterday? I thought Shanahan dialed up a hell of a play on 2nd and 11 to try to ice the game. Debo uncovers in the middle of the field. Maybe Brock Purdy's not tall enough to get it over the defender's heads, but he airmails it. And we've seen him airmail plenty of passes this season. You've got to hit that play.
And you got to capitalize when the other opponent makes a bad mistake, like Geno Smith did. 3 points was not good enough there in that field situation when he threw it right to Isaac Yadam. Like, worst picks I've ever seen.
Well, not only the pick was bad, right? So Isaac Yadam gets the pick. Well, think about the penalties.
Ugh.
Think about this. The Niners have a 1st and 10 at the Seattle 16. Well, let's get called for an illegal formation. let's get called for holding first, then an illegal formation, and let's go ahead and face a 1st and 25. 1st and 25 from the Seattle 31. And to get down to the 16-yard line. You don't score 6 there, and that was kind of a microcosm of the football game. The Niners lose 20-17. They fall to 5-5. They can't gain any momentum. 888-957-9570. We're going to talk a lot about this game. Warriors are in L.A. to take on the Clippers for a little revenge. Clippers won last night down in L.A. against the Utah Jazz at the Intuit Dome. So the Warriors will be down there in SoCal looking to win again. They're rolling right now. 10-2 on the season.
We're going to see a Steph Curry night-night tonight? Well, a la Geno Smith?
He's questionable, so hopefully he plays. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And all guests on 85.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop Jerry Rice at 8:30? And that's what's coming up. Brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another year wondering why your marketing isn't more effective. Another year worried about next year. The clock is ticking, but you still have time. Time to contact the experts at Scale Marketing. Scale Marketing is a full-service marketing agency who is expert in lead generation and revenue growth. How expert? Our clients see an average of 20% growth in the first year alone, with sustained growth from there. It's all part of our process. From your traditional marketing to social media to paid search, we'll take a forensic approach, digging deep to find the root problems in your marketing strategy. Then we'll fix them fast. At Scale Marketing, we can't stop the clock, but we can change your company's future. Find out how you can make your marketing budget work harder and drive more revenue. Contact us at scalemarketing.com. That's scalemarketing.com.
Tune in to our Odyssey conversation, The State of AI, on November 17th and 24th at 6 a.m. Don't miss an insightful conversation about the present and future of artificial intelligence, moderated by KCBS reporter Matt Bigler, or download it from 957thegame.com.
Football coverage on 957 The Game is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro.
An extra man out of the secondary here, and Purdy runs away from it. One-on-one to the pylon. He is in for the touchdown. No turf monster that time. Just a touchdown for Brock Purdy.
Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
My guy Joe Davis on the call alongside Greg Olson, Fox Sports. That was one highlight, and Purdy was scrambling a lot yesterday. He scrambled 5 times, 40 yards. He's done that a lot with his legs, but just 21-28, 159 in the pass game. Ricky Pearsall, just 2 targets, not a single catch or yard. Eric Saubert, you missed George Kittle tremendously. We got the word Saturday night, right? Late Saturday night. George Kittle's going to miss the game due to hamstring irritation. Had no idea. No idea. That to me was like, wow, man, George Kittle. All right, now there's no Brandon Ayuk. There's no George Kittle. Debo's a bit compromised. Trent Williams has an ankle issue. Who the hell's going to catch a football? Oh, wait, Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings, 10 catches, 91 yards, and a touchdown. He did whatever he could do to win that football game. Shout out to that young man. Dude, he's played his ass off this season, Spadone.
He dragged like four different defenders with him to get that first down. Mm-hmm. After they had that boneheaded third and one, get a holding penalty, it's like, okay. Like, that's just, like, one of those is probably the most frustrating thing as a fan, to see a third and one where you can just run it in, and then you get a 10-yard penalty after that. But after getting that third and 11, Juwan Jennings catches it, I want to say 4 yards before the line to gain, and he just drags four different Seattle Seahawks defenders with him. He tried to will that team to a victory. He gets the touchdown after that. They go up 4 points, but it wasn't enough.
Wasn't enough. We're going to evaluate Brock Purdy's performance. How did we feel about Purdy yesterday? I noticed sometimes you check down as your best friend. It's okay to check it down every now and then. Got a little greedy at times.
He was missing those, and they were pointing it out on the broadcast, too, where McCaffrey was right there to do a quick dump off, but he wasn't even looking for him. And then it was too late to throw it to him, and he scrambles instead, and he was putting himself like, listen, Brock, I know you could run a little bit, but you're also not Cam Newton, you're also not Josh Allen, you're not Patrick Mahomes, you're not that big. And these guys will try to tee off on you if you're a runner.
I don't know how I feel about Brock after yesterday. Like, we always talk about the money, what he's going to get, $60 million. Well, I think he lost money yesterday if we would have played that game. I did not see it great. I didn't see elite. I didn't see, boy, what a throw. I didn't do that one time yesterday. Not once did I say, wow, look at that play. No, he scrambles a row. The touchdown scramble that we just played, the highlight was awesome. And the fact that he has the ability to do that on any given play is a plus. You need that in today's NFL. But, man, there's too many times where I don't know, man. That's such a deflating loss. I'm honestly, Spadone, driving home from that game and just thinking about the energy within that stadium, it felt like just a ho-hum week three, whatever type of game. This is November football, and it was flat. It felt like there was no juice. The players were unable to provide juice to the fan base. The fan base was unable to provide juice to the players. This was a flat, flat day. It felt like you're walking into the stadium. It felt like you're walking out. And when you watch the game play out, it felt like a flat. It was a flat performance, for crying out loud.
Well, on Friday, we were talking about this, Bonte, when I was filling in for Shasky. Like, there was no urgency from the fans even on a Friday against the Seahawks. Yeah. There was nothing. They're like, oh, yeah, the Seahawks. And we had Dick Fan on from our sister station out.
KJR
96.9 over in Seattle, the Softy and Dick show. And he was saying, like, yeah, the Niners are probably still in this division. I was like, really? Really? I was like, I wouldn't be that confident in this team doing it. Now, he didn't have much faith in his Seattle Seahawks. Even their own people covering the team didn't have faith in the Seahawks. So no one thought they were going to win that game. They just thought the 49ers, oh, we've owned them, we've owned them. But I think we've come to realize this isn't the same 49ers team as the last few years.
No,
it's just
not.
And it's feeling like a lost season, honest with you.
They're
5-5. They're 3-3 at home. They're very average.
No.
The division's up for grabs, but they're last in this division that's up for grabs. And honestly, I feel better about... Well, not the Seahawks offense, really. Although,
Arizona, maybe.
But Arizona's offense, I feel better about.
What
I saw from the Rams yesterday, too, against Drake Bay, who, by the way, looked pretty good for the Patriots.
Let me say this, though. All right. Arizona travels to Seattle next Sunday. They do. Who the hell knows what's going to happen in that game? The Rams are hosting Philadelphia on Sunday Night Football.
Ooh, that's going to be
in L.A., and it's going to be a lot of Eagle fans there. Did Green Bay look great yesterday?
Divisional game.
Divisional games are ugly.
They're ugly. They were handling it for a time, and then, you know, the Bears flipped the script, and Caleb had a hell of a drive there late.
Jordan Love will throw it up to the other team.
He will, yes.
He will throw it up to the other team, and they needed a block field goal to beat Chicago. Now, I get it. It's a divisional game. Yesterday was a divisional game. But would it honestly shock you if the Niners went to Green Bay and won that football game?
Kind of. They haven't beaten any good teams. They haven't beaten a team over 500.
I don't know if Green Bay's good.
They're over 500.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're good.
But Niners haven't beaten a team that's over 500.
Yeah, now I hear that. I hear that. But I don't know if Green Bay's good.
And we'll see what the weather's like next week. I was looking at it. It's like, might be 30 degrees. There might be wind chill there. So it might be an ugly game, and I would like to lean on Josh Jacobs. And we'll see if that... No Nick Bosa? Is that run defense going to be even more compromised, potentially, for San Francisco? And what's Christian McCaffrey going to look like in the cold weather?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there's no burst already there, and it was kind of chilly there yesterday, it looked like. I mean, this isn't Tampa Bay where it's hot and humid and stuff like that, which I'd feel better about if I was trying to get my star running back into shape here. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to give the 49ers. They can win.
I hear you. Sure. They can win, but they don't deserve the benefit of the doubt this season. I get it. But it wouldn't surprise me if they won that game next week. All right, let's go to the lines, man. 888-957-9570. Let's go to the Manny. Let's go to Manny on the Dumbarton Bridge. He might be in the running for Roaster of the Year. He's been bringing it this season.
He's
Manny, no pressure.
He's a nominee.
You gotta sway Spadoni here because he's on the BPA train, which we know what BPA is going to say. I already know his phone call. He's not going to call for another 3 hours. Manny, Dumbarton Bridge, what's happening?
I appreciate it. I appreciate the endorsement, man. I am up early this morning because it was a sleepless night for many, many reasons. But I want to focus on the Niners. You guys are saying they have no juice, and I'm going to solidify what you said. I'm looking at analytics right now. Did you know that the Niners offense in 2023 was scoring 28.9 points per game?
Mm-hmm.
They have regressed to 26.3, and they are the fourth worst team in terms of the regression as far as points scored. Ironically, before BA got hurt and left, he was 12th ranked as having the most dropped passes in the NFL amongst wide receivers. The only other receivers that are less than that is Keon Coleman, Jerry Jeudy, and Darius Slayton. So they can actually catch the ball better than BA. And what's more ironic is Debo. You just love picking on the special teams guys last week, right? With you and your spectacular 5 catches for, 30 yards, and 2 of which amounted to jack squat?
Mm.
The kicking game for the Niners, 6th best in the NFL as far as field goals and extra points. They're making 95.5% of their kicks. So where's the juice that we're looking at that's lacking? Here's where it is. Vontae, you mentioned it. Jennings is playing his rear off.
Mm-hmm.
It's time we make some positional changes, man. Someone needs to scoot over that number one spot and hand it to someone who actually deserves it. Heck, I'd even put Ricky at 2 and give the rookie a chance because he's shown some flashes that might prove beneficial for us rather than what Debo's bringing. I mean, we've got 2 receivers that act like divas, that act like Jerry and John, but, man, they are mid. If Debo was on the Chiefs, he'd be Valdez-Scantling. If he was on the Steelers, he'd be Juju when Juju was there. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
One flash wonder. I haven't seen nothing out of Debo since 21 when he had 1,400 points. Now, maybe Kyle should dial up some of those plays or 1,400 yards. Maybe Kyle needs to go back a few years and see what he got out of Debo to come up with that production, because do we not see that Debo only has 1 touchdown this year?
Wow.
In how many games?
Wow. It's not pretty, man. It's not pretty.
Yes, a lot of it, Vontae, you're right. Purdy factors into this as well. Has he regressed? With Brock, he's going to get games like this, and then in the next 2 or 3 games, he's going to have like 300 yards and like 4 touchdowns. He can get streaky like that. And the one thing that I want to say is I can't blame Shanahan anymore. You know, I mean, it's tempting to do it, right? The play calling, the coordinators, the coaches. But we always touch on it. Players got to play.
Players got to play.
You know, Shanahan is not jumping off sides.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt, Manny. We got to run.
Manny.
Good call. Coaches coach. Players play. Now, with that said,
thanks, Dicka.
Maybe you need a new special teams coordinator. Maybe you need another set of eyes offensively. Maybe you need some juice here. We can pick that up. Kerry, Leland, RJ, Bo, getting to everybody on the Morning Roast, brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises.
So it's 3rd and long again. This has been where Juwan Jennings has lived today.
They got nobody here at the top of the screen.
Looking in his direction, Jennings again fighting for the sticks, breaking tackles, and getting a first down. What fight from Juwan Jennings.
Hey, yo, it's Zushi, man. You listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Vontae and Shasky. Oh, baby.
Juwan Jennings played his ass off. He played his ass off yesterday. 10 catches, 91 yards, scored a touchdown there. Nice little play action pass. Late, early in the fourth quarter, Niners took the lead 17-13. He's a player. 10 catches on 11 targets. But who else is coming along for the ride? Deebo Samuel's getting $28 million. $28 million. 4 catches, 22 yards, 7 targets. Not good enough.
Yeah, but what did Tabor Pepper do yesterday, Bonte? That's the real question. Because, you want to go at the long snapper when your day's not going too well, right? Well, you got to find the juice somewhere, right?
I don't blame him for that one. I don't blame him for that one. But when you do things like that, you have to perform at a high level. And you have to hold yourself accountable. And you have to perform at a high level. And right now, Deebo Samuel, I don't see the separation. Hell, we haven't seen this really since before the Super Bowl. Lack of separation. The lack of juice. The jet sweeps don't work anymore with this guy. It's just not pretty.
No.
It's not pretty. So
he came across as a bully last week to me, Bonte, personally, and I know you don't feel that way, but he came across as a bully last week, and he got bullied yesterday. He got absolutely just punked yesterday against the Seattle Seahawks. And it was interesting because there was a story that got put out from Adam Schefter the night before about the Seahawks trying to draft both DK Metcalf and Deebo Samuel. Not that it means anything. I just thought it was interesting.
Right, it was. It was like five, six years later that story's coming out.
Which is interesting because both those guys are obviously freaks in their own way, different styles of play and whatnot. DK had a solid day, but Jaxon Smith-Njigba on the other side, like, that's the guy for me that I'm looking at, who along with Juwan Jennings, but Jaxon Smith-Njigba, best slot receiver in the NFL for my money. I think he is 10 receptions, 110 yards.
Well, Jamar Chase plays in the slot.
He does, but I think he lines up up. I think he's their true number one. But when you got guys like DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, I know Tyler Lockett is a little bit older, I think it speaks even more volumes that you dominate the way you did with those other guys. And I know T. Higgins is there with Jamar Chase and whatnot, but yeah, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, time after time, for whatever what Juwan Jennings was doing with the 49ers, Jaxon Smith-Njigba was doing that for the Seattle Seahawks, just play after play after play. And a bad challenge yesterday from Kyle Shanahan.
Too bad. I thought it was two bad challenges.
Yes. Especially the DK one, where it's like, there's not indisputable evidence. You need to have legit evidence when it comes to that stuff. The toe tapping, the possessions, like, not good day at the office for Kyle Shanahan when it came to challenges.
Everything's on the table, folks. 888-957-9570. We're going to get to the lines here. They're packed. We got to get everybody in here. By the way, today the Warriors do play the Clippers. We'll be able to cleanse the bad palate we have, or the bad taste we have in our mouth right now off of this what a disgusting loss. Tune in to Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. And this segment is sponsored by Golden State Lumber in the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Let's go out to Moll in Detroit. Our good friend Moll, what's happening, Moll?
Bonte, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Moll. I'm good.
Hey, two quick points. I appreciate your time. Number one, the word of the day is insanity. You keep doing the same thing over and over, and you expect a different result, whether it's Deebo in the backfield or every Tom, Dick, and Harry figured that out. You got to get rid of that play. The holding calls, the special teams, whatever it may be, it's the same crap over and over, and why we keep losing, and they never change anything about it. And then I think number two is the off season is going to be a big decision to make, and I want to know what your guys' thoughts are. You pay a quarterback, you have to get rid of people. Do you want to go that route, or would you want to go a route where you find some new fresh talent at a really discounted cheap, rookie rate or first-year rate, whatever it may be, I don't know who that guy is, and you load the team, or you could keep a lot of those players around or bring new people in? That's a big decision I think we're going to have to face in the off season. Is Purdy the guy? Is it worth the money to get rid of the other people? It's like a pendulum swing. What do you do? And I don't have that answer for them. Well, I want to hear your guys' feedback about that.
Yeah, no, Mo, it's a good question. And it's a question we're going to have to answer all offseason until something gets done here. Is Purdy a franchise quarterback? I think he's a solid quarterback. I do. I think he's a solid quarterback. He's a good quarterback. Is he a great quarterback? I don't want to throw the great word out there quite yet.
He was great last year, but everything was going well last year for the 49ers too. Now everything's not going well, and he looks pretty average. Like, they're an average team right now, and the quarterback's been maybe at times pretty good, but for the most part, like the performance yesterday when he got one pick and one touchdown, it was just kind of great. It was maybe good enough on some days to beat the Seattle Seahawks, but not yesterday. And I thought from the first game that they played to this one, Mike McDonald showed a lot more adjustments from his second go around as offensive or as defensive coordinator slash head coach, basically, of the Seattle Seahawks. He did a lot more this go around, and they talked about it before the game, Bonte. It was like, we need to show him different looks. Yeah, we're going to respect his ability to run the ball, and they did. And Brock Purdy, to his credit, he ran it a couple times, but I thought overall in the running game, they did a pretty damn good job against Christian McCaffrey and co. It was the scrambles that got him a little bit, but you know what? I think they lived with that. And they end up getting the win, and they shut down everyone else not named Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, I mean, just the lack of explosion on the outsides was really alarming. It was really alarming for me. Pearsall, I didn't see get open. Now I need to watch the tape again. But just watching it from my seats, the all-22 view, it's like, where's number 14 at? There's defenders all in his face. Couldn't get off the line of scrimmage. Couldn't be press man yesterday. Juwan Jennings, even though he wasn't gaining separation, he was able to catch a lot of passes because of his big catch radius. He's your bigger wide receiver, big guy, can high point the football, he's physical. Deebo Samuel could not uncover. I would like to see Jacob Cowie get maybe get some touches here. Hell, even dust off Ronnie Bell in a game like that. I'm desperate right
You're
now
searching.
Because you have no Brandon Ayuk, you have no George Kittle. Christian McCaffrey's clearly compromised. Colt McKivitz couldn't block you, Spadoni, right now. Jake Brindle in the middle. He gets no push. Gets no push off the line of scrimmage. And this offense is a disaster right now. It's everybody. Shanahan, Purdy, Deebo, Brindle, McKivitz, Trent Williams at times didn't play well. And we have a YouTube poll question up right now. This is wild. Several issues with the Niners right now. Who is most to blame? Is it Brock Purdy? Is it Shanahan? Is it special teams? Is it the offensive line? 59.4% said Shanahan. This guy's been so successful, yet his Q rating has never been lower. And I'm not here to say fire Shanahan. I'm not doing that. That's insanity. And it sounds childish. Let's just fire the head coach. Oh, just lost the Super Bowl. Let's fire the head coach for next year. You don't do that. But the coach does have to look in the mirror and maybe make some adjustments here. Make some adjustments. And what are those adjustments? Maybe it's just a little bit of tweak in the scheme. Maybe he's giving the quarterback more on his plate. I don't know, but something needs to shake next season with Shanahan. And it's not telling him to clean out his office and go get out of town.
No, absolutely not. I already alluded to how many bad coaches there are in the NFL and just bad teams that would just die for a coach like Kyle Shanahan. I can name all of them on my all 10 fingers. There does need to be a philosophical change, though, I believe, with this team. Because what I saw yesterday around the NFL, especially in that Kansas City and Buffalo Bills game, signaled something to me. Especially the Chiefs. They're the ones that started it. They looked at their team overall around Patrick Mahomes, and they were centered around him, Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce. They were explosive, and you know what? We'll outscore anybody, right? And then they made a shift, and they shifted it all to defense. They realized they had to pay their quarterback a half a billion dollars, and he was worth it, and he's been worth it. They're going for a three-peat, but they needed a philosophical change within their team. And Andy Reid, an offensive guru, a mastermind, a guy that's been doing it for 20-plus years, was willing to do that and invest on the defensive side of the ball and invest in one of the best, if not the best, defensive coordinator in the game in Steve Spagnuolo. And it's changed everything for them. Look at what the Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott, defensive guy. They've invested a lot with that defense. And I look at a team that was up there with those teams in the AFC. That's taken a step back because they didn't do that. Mm-hmm. The Cincinnati Bengals. They were going all in on offense. You know, they're still waiting to pay Jamar Chase, but they paid Joe Burrow all that money. And defensively, that was what they were hanging their hat on when they were able to beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs a few years ago, Bonte. It was because of that defense. Where's that defense now? It's bad. It's not good enough. You saw it last night against the Chargers. Chargers, by the way, a team that looking like they shifted their philosophy. We're going to ground and pound, and we're going to lean on our defense.
Yep.
And Justin Herbert looks incredible now.
Does look great.
A lot has been taken off of his plate. So I just look at teams like that, and I look at what the 49ers are doing. Maybe there is too much on Brock Purdy's plate. Maybe he wasn't asked to do as much at times last year because everything else was going well, but now things aren't going well. So I think you have to adjust your philosophy. But that's an off-season thing.
Yep.
I don't think you could do that mid-season. No,
you got to do what you got to do, which is run the football and try to set up the play-action passing. But running the football right now has been tough. You're grinding for these yards. Christian McCaffrey averaged 4.2 yards a carry, and it felt like three watching it. It was like, man, there's not a lot of room here. You're not getting a lot of push off the line of scrimmage. So let's go to Casey in Scottsdale. Casey, what's happening? We're getting to everybody. Leland, you coming up. RJ, TC, and Zach, I see you. I see everybody, man. The hard hitters are coming out, especially after a loss. Carrie in Scottsdale, not Casey. Carrie, what's happening?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, and I appreciate you guys providing therapy for your listeners this morning.
Sure.
The problem has always been, the problem will always be, Kyle Shanahan. And the reason is because I was around for the 5 Super Bowl wins, and the biggest position that Bill Walsh and coaches took care of was the offensive line. And Kyle Shanahan's stubbornness and ego, thinking that he can always scheme his offense, when he really needs a quality 5-person line. He's 40% short right now with McKivitz and Brendel. And the offensive line is going to allow you to control the game, keep your defense off the field, allows you to run, gives pretty time. And he just doesn't have it. We're not winning a Super Bowl until we get...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.